One of the bill's benefits is that the growth in the account will have state tax exemptions as long as it's used solely for the down payment and closing costs for first-time home buyers. The bill's sponsor, Delegate Tag Greeson, says the best part is that others can contribute to the prospective homeowners fund.
So parents or grandparents or others can then contribute money into your account and you recognize the savings.
Greeson says initially the bill was met with some resistance by those who thought it would result in lost tax revenue.
The bottom line from the tax department was they feel that more people will save and therefore will buy more homes and therefore will pay more recordation tax and filing fees. So in the end, we think this is a net positive to the state.
The bill limits the amount of principal that can be contributed to the account to $50,000 and caps the total amount that can be retained at any time to $150,000. If the money is withdrawn for other purposes, the state would not only tax the interest earned, but also impose a 5% penalty. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.